Radio stations at DoorCountyDailyNews.com. Newsmakers podcast. We're downstairs here at the radio stations at DoorCountyDailyNews.com talking to Nancy Douse and Jane Methko from Door County Medical Center, part of that COVID-19 testing team. And, you know, the testing has been unprecedented compared to maybe other medical events that have occurred in this country, certainly within the last few years, if not in the country's history. As this pandemic has really continued on, and I'll let either one of you kind of take it from there, what are some of the biggest trends that you've seen testing-wise as we've kind of gone through this process?
Well, I can speak to the lab side of it, and I will say this is a really exciting time to be part of the lab just because there have been so many changes and developments so quickly in new tools that we utilize. Right now, we're doing all PCR testing at the hospital, and we do about 20% of our testing in-house, which is really nice. But we're seeing different trends in available testing. Antigen testing is starting to become more of a trend now, and we're seeing, as the tests develop, greater and greater sensitivity. So I think that's really promising, trying to open up the available testing that we're able to procure for our site.
And how is that usually tested? Is that the nasal swab? Is that the touch-your-brain type of test?
Sure. There are multiple different types of samples that we can test. Nasal swabs, nasal pharyngeal. We can even test some oral pharyngeal as well. So,
now, Jane, what is PCR testing?
PCR testing is looking for actual viral RNA. So it takes a sample and replicates it multiple times. So if there's a very small, minute amount of that RNA, it replicates it and then is able to detect it. So it's very, very sensitive. We can detect very low levels of the virus.
And Nancy, from the quality side?
The different trends I've seen mainly in the testing site, I would say, is just the fluctuation in demand for testing. There has been, you know, weeks that the demand is very high, and then suddenly the next week the demand for testing is very low. And so that has been one of the challenges, is just adjusting to the demand for testing at the testing site.
When you look at media coverage or you talk to different people, people focus on the negatives all the time. What are maybe some of the biggest success stories that you've been able to see that have come out of this? You know, we're lucky, only, you know, a handful of deaths at this point when people are getting tested. Those numbers are, I mean, even though we're kind of in a high area right now, you know, we're at just above 100. I mean, that's got to be good news. What have been some of the other success stories that you've been able to see?
I think the ability for Door County Medical Center to collaborate so closely with public health has been a positive for us. And then also just the community pulling together and supporting each other and supporting, you know, what is needed to be done for the health of the public and the health of our community.
I would say there's been so much innovation at the hospital, the level of change that we've seen in every area to make sure that all areas, all departments are safe, has just been astounding to see how the hospital has worked together, how we've worked with the community. It's been a really great partnership.
And especially with you being the lab, you've been kind of able to see things kind of develop before your eyes, because I'm sure your procedures from the very beginning, you know, March and April, once this started kind of gathering steam to now, I mean, you've seen a world of difference, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I know initially testing was very difficult to procure. We were actually able to bring in-house testing in April, which was one of the earliest in the region. So we were really excited about that. And we've been just continuing to try to grow that. One of the benefits too at Door County Medical Center is we haven't really seen a lot of shortages of supplies. Our materials management team was really proactive in getting us what we needed. So, you know, there continue to be shortages, but I would say we're really watching that closely, and we're very lucky in our area, I believe, very blessed.
And that kind of leads me to another question, where we've seen locally people, you know, hospitals and other healthcare organizations have kind of had to change their procedures a little bit because they don't have enough of that personal protective equipment or enough testing supplies that they've had to kind of shift things around just to make sure that they place, you know, even more importance on some of the more serious cases. Right now, that's something that you're not seeing at Door County Medical Center?
Correct. Currently, we have the personal protective equipment that is needed for all of us to care for patients safely. And then I'll let Jane speak a little bit to the supply for the testing. But we are allotted certain number of tests, is that?
Yes, so we're allotted certain numbers of tests for our reference laboratories as well as for some of our in-house testing. But right now we're able to bring more and more in-house testing in-house. One of the things that I've seen kind of across the board with laboratories is some of them are having to stop testing pre-surgically. We are still able to do that, so I think that's a really nice benefit for our patients and our surgery team. But due to supplies, I know that across the nation, some labs have had to discontinue that testing.
And that's obviously one challenge that all hospitals are facing with testing. What are some of maybe the biggest challenges that Door County Medical Center is facing? We've seen, the test pending just, after a long time, staying at about 200 and above. Got under 200 tests, I believe, yesterday, with this being recorded on Friday, so this would have been on Thursday. Got underneath 200 tests pending. Obviously, you get the large influxes of people during the weekends. What are some of the other challenges that maybe Door County Medical Center is facing when it comes to, testing the public?
Hotline, I think, especially, just the staff needed to be able to test the number of patients coming through. I know that we had around 400 calls over the weekend. Was that 2 weekends ago? Just to get in for testing. And it's trying to get those patients through and to be able to be swabbed, filling out the paperwork. It's a lot of manpower. And then on the back end, directing the test to the appropriate laboratories. We do send quite a bit out. About 80% goes to reference labs still at this time.
So you had 400 calls to the hotline over the last weekend?
2 weekends ago.
2 weekends ago. Wow. And how do you schedule all those to be done? Because, do you send some out of the area? Do you try to make arrangements locally to get those tests done?
We try to arrange for everyone locally to be tested locally, if possible. I think a large majority of the calls, people are requesting testing. They're asymptomatic and just are asking to be tested. Our hotline is only testing patients right now that have symptoms and also patients that have been deemed a close contact to somebody who was already tested positive. So a lot of the calls don't result in testing, mm-hmm. but we have been able to manage the volume of people that do need to be tested in Door County.
I would say we've also seen an increase in asymptomatic testing for return to schools. We do a lot of that volume in the outpatient lab, and that's ordered through their provider rather than through the hotline for that testing. So we've seen a ramp up in that as, students and parents are preparing to return to school, especially at the university level. A lot of them are requiring testing before going back.
Because I'm guessing for elementary and high school kids, you're not necessarily seeing that, but for the different colleges and universities, that's a, hey, before you come here, you got to make sure that you can show that you don't have it. And then I've even heard that some schools are doing a quarantine once they get to school before they can even do in-person classes.
Yeah, I have heard that as well, that some schools are requiring a 14-day quarantine before the classes start and the required testing. So like Jane said, the people that are asymptomatic and need testing for school, for travel, those sorts of things are being referred to their primary care provider to have that ordered, and that can be done right in the outpatient lab.
And, for the people working on that hotline, and do you still get a lot of people maybe frustrated that, they obviously, they think that they could have gotten it or they just want to know, but based on not having symptoms, not being directly affected, they don't get those tests? Do you find there's still, a decent amount of angst when it comes to that?
There is. You can tell people do get frustrated, but we really concentrate our efforts on educating why we aren't testing patients that aren't symptomatic. And I think that helps relieve some of that anxiety. But there are certain people that still would like to be tested regardless.
The hospital had Dr. Fogarty on with, connecting parents with just some of the information, some of the reassurance that you kind of mentioned about kids going back to school. What are maybe some of the things that you would suggest parents or, other people maybe wanting to go out and explore a little bit more, take those necessary precautions to, to keep themselves safe?
I would just stress hand washing, teach your children how to wash their hands properly, get children used to wearing masks. I think that's going to be a hurdle. Children aren't used to wearing masks for a longer period of time. So I think you could start practicing now. I think that would probably be the two biggest pieces of advice that I would have for kids going back to school.
And then finally, we want to make sure, what are some of the things that people need to know? We mentioned before, you had a lot of phone calls a couple of weeks ago. What is that protocol that people should make sure that they keep in mind if they feel like they might need a test?
Absolutely. If they feel they need a test, they can call the hotline. I think the nurses at the hotline have all the information and can provide that. I think just to stay open-minded when you make that call, that there are some protocols that we have to follow, and the majority of the people we're testing already have symptoms. So if you don't have symptoms, we can try to meet your needs or at least provide the education.
Nancy Doust and Jane Methko from Door County Medical Center joining us as a part of our ongoing series with COVID-19. We thank you so much for coming to visit us.
This has been another Newsmakers podcast from DoorCountyDailyNews.com. You can listen to our other interviews online on our podcast page.